Hey, it's Rachel Cook. I'm your modern mentor. I'm the founder of Lead Above Noise, a firm specializing in activating workplaces, helping leaders create the conditions that unleash bigger results while engaging our teams. The primary way I help companies reactivate their workforces is by talking to their employees, by understanding what's going well and what they need most in order to perform better. I love that I get to do this work because it helps me keep a finger on the pulse of what's happening in all sorts of organizations. There are always trends, and one of the biggest trends I'm seeing right now is disappointment. People across the board are feeling like their companies are just failing to meet their expectations, which leaves me wondering, what should our expectations be of our workplace? There was once a time when companies expected people to work from 9 to 5, and people expected in return a paycheck. And that was kind of it. Expectations are different all around now. Companies want more from their teams, more hours, more ideas, more loyalty. And employees too want more. They want more purpose, more support, more wellness programs. So what's reasonable? And what can we do as employees when we're feeling let down? Today, I'd like to share some of the things I'm hearing from people during pulse checks, so that we can start to manage our expectations and maybe even start to take some action. The first is, we don't feel like a family anymore. This is probably the one I hear most often. It usually means a big change has taken place. There's been a layoff or an organizational restructure, maybe an acquisition, and people feel a loss. Maybe trust feels broken, or old lines of communication aren't working, or new ways of working have been rolled out. When this conversation comes up, I typically tell leaders they have two problems to solve. One problem is the thing that happened that broke the trust or communication. But the other problem is the belief that work should feel like a family, because I believe that that belief is dangerous. A family's care should be unconditional. A business's should be anything but. The reality of business, today more than ever, is that hard decisions are going to get made, and we may not like them, but we should be prepared for them. And when we believe we're part of a family at work, we're setting ourselves up for major disappointment. But while a company has a right to make hard choices, employees have a right to expect respect, empathy, and truth. So if you've seen a hard decision come down at work and you're feeling bummed, ask yourself, are you disappointed that it happened or how it happened? And if it's the how, is there a way you can offer some concrete feedback? Was there a tough message delivered disrespectfully? Were you not given enough time to prepare for something? Is a newly required way of working making it harder to get your own job done? Find a leader or an HR person to talk to, even if not your own. But if you reflect and discover you're just feeling sad because the thing happened, then know that I'm really sorry and these things are hard, but it is in fact a part of working life in the 2020s. Next. The company isn't expressing support for my cause. This is another one that's come up a lot lately. In years past, there was an unwritten rule that politics didn't enter the workplace conversation, which basically meant discussions of politicians and policies were off limits. Today, though, what even is politics? For some, for many, it's become kind of everything. Politics is war, it's humanity and social justice, it's the environment. And it's really hard to avoid completely. And many companies have entered the conversation. When something significant in the world happened, that some may label as politics, many companies will now issue a statement, internal or external, taking a position on it. The problem is sometimes not all employees agree with the position taken. And in some cases, they may even feel excluded or disrespected by a public statement their company made. Other times, a statement isn't made at all. And some employees may feel ignored or slighted by the absence of public comment. On this one, I advise organizations to be really careful, to have a clear set of principles around when they speak up and when they don't, and to have a committee of sensitivity readers with diverse representation before they hit send on any big communication. And if you are a disappointed citizen, I remind you that even our leaders are fallible. So give feedback, but do it as gently as you can. Unless something explicitly offensive was said, assume the error was a misstep or an oversight, and take this opportunity to educate rather than attack. Next, no one cares about burnout. So Perhaps naively, I really thought the whole great resignation and quiet quitting scene and all those relevant hashtags would do their jobs and wake us up. But honestly, I think people are more overworked and overwhelmed today than before. And I'm worried for everyone. People will hang on for a while, but not forever. So if you're feeling overwhelmed and bummed that it seems no one is paying attention, you're right to expect more. Here are a few things you can do. Ask around if you haven't already. Are colleagues struggling with the same thing? Can they provide you with examples of what's causing their overwhelm? Will they be part of the coalition with you? Identify some solutions, like find a project or two you can push out by a month, or find another team who might support yours, but have some ideas in addition to concerns at the ready. And then let your boss know you're struggling and you're concerned not just for yourself, but also for the outcome. How might a client deliverable or a customer or patient experience suffer if this continues? Pitch your solutions and stay hopeful. And finally, there is no team building happen. Because we are working in all sorts of ways, remote, hybrid, in office, and we're all running at a million miles an hour. Part of the burnout problem is the sheer volume of work, but part of it also is the lack of anything really restorative, like fun and connective. If this is the source of your disappointment, then friend, my recommendation is that you pick up the ball and just get it rolling. You know, sometimes we picture team building as a set of trust falls or a team paintball session or a happy hour or choose your big organized thing. But it can look like anything we want it to be. So what's one thing you can do, like even today, to shift this reality? Pick up a book you've been dying to read and invite your team to read it with you. Or start a Google Doc with your favorite self-care strategies and invite your team to add to it so you all have a bunch to play with. Or find out when there will next be critical mass in the office and show up that day, even if nothing else on your calendar commands that you do so. This one is hard. We're all feeling the need to team, but there are things within our control. So take a baby step and hope others will follow. These are complicated times for sure. And if you're wading through a season of gloom, I hope you're feeling a little less alone and maybe just a tiny bit empowered to make a change. Join me next week for another great episode. Until then, visit my website at leadabovenoise.com if your organization could use an activation boost. Join me next week for another great episode. Until then, visit my website at leadabovenoise.com if your workplace could use an activation boost, a talk, a workshop, a pulse check, you choose. You can find Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Find and follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend. Our director of podcasts is Brandon Getches. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. And Cameron Lacey is our marketing contractor.